yesterday means you on the radio today.
Yep.
Zach, as always, does a good job covering all the high points of the school board meetings, and we've been listening to that this morning, but we're going to expand on that just a little bit now.
Okay.
School is underway now, and how have the first few weeks been at school in Tomahawk so far, Wendell?
Really good. We have had one of the better starts to a school year that I think we've had in a long time. So we've, you know, the first, the back-to-school fall in-service really starts everything for us.
Okay.
And there are a ton of behind-the-scenes things that occur leading up to that throughout the entire month of August. Our admin team is taking deep dives into our academic behavior data, pulling everything together, getting it packaged and ready, and then starting to plan those 7 days at the beginning of the year where literally we have to balance making sure that our staff have enough time to get their classrooms ready to welcome kids, but also getting all of the professional learning and collaborative things accomplished that we need to do. So it's really hard to get all of our teachers together to collaborate during the school year once kids come. So we really have that tight window to get it done. And I think we did a really good job this year. The feedback that we received from staff was really good. And, you know, we welcomed a large number of staff this year, of new staff, to our building. So getting them onboarded and making sure that they've had time to connect with their teams. Our teams go through, like I said, that deep dive into their data once we pull all of that together, and that's where they have an opportunity to build goals and action plans and really set the tone for the entire year. So I think it was a really great start to the school year that way, and I feel like the staff that I've talked to feel prepared and ready.
Good.
And that's always a good thing. So.
Absolutely. And we start school a little different here in Tomahawk. And friends that I've talked to about this and family members say, wow, that sounds cool. The mentoring program that we have here, we have like a staggered start for the kids at school. Let's talk about that just a little bit and tell us how that's been going, because it's been around now for a few years. So you've been able to look at it and see if it's really having some effect. Tell us about that mentoring program the first few days of school.
Yeah, I think if I'm not mistaken, this is the seventh year that we have had Web and Link Crew. So the Where Everybody Belongs program is in the middle school. It's unique to the middle school. And then Link Crew is the high school version of that.
Okay.
So really what it's about is it's a transition program. You bring our students in, you know, that transition from elementary, an elementary mindset, an elementary schedule, the expectations on a student, that sort of thing. And then you bring them to a whole new building where they have a locker. You know, I can remember my first year here as middle school principal walking out and seeing sixth graders in panic, in tears, because they can't get their combination and they think they're going to be in trouble getting to class late and that sort of thing. So there's a lot more you know, independence that students experience once they come into middle school, and some kids, I think, struggle with that transition. So having something like the Web program where we've got trained mentors in our eighth grade students who meet with these kids, and they meet with each other and prep, but then when on the first day of school, they have an opportunity to meet with our students in small groups, walk them through their schedule, introduce them to their teachers if they haven't had a chance already, multiple times in and out of their locker that day to figure that process out, getting to places like the band room and the choir room where you're not going there in a line, you're expected to get there on your own, is totally new. And so some of our students struggle with that transition too. So to ease that into them and give them, you know, somebody that they can trust and they know that when they see in the hallway is a friendly face throughout the year is a big deal. So it's not, we do stagger it at the beginning, but then throughout the year they have opportunities where they meet. And then the same process occurs at the high school with the incoming freshmen. And you set the tone with your goals, your expectations, you build that school spirit, you know, and you talk about things like homecoming and all of the great things that the kids get to experience. So it is a really great way to start the year, especially for those sixth grade and ninth grade students.
And back in the caveman and dinosaur days when I was in school, we were kind of sometimes, as you matriculated through the grades, you're kind of intimidated by those older kids, and you, oh gosh, they're seniors. You can't go anywhere near them, let alone talk to them. It's not so much that way anymore, especially with this type of program. And I would think that it's not as intimidating, whether it's the older kids or just the classes, the lockers, all that stuff, much less intimidating.
Yep, that's the goal.
Yeah, good. Yep, and it's for sure. Where did the idea come from? Is this something that we started here in Tomahawk, or is this something that's been around a while? Because everybody I've told about this has never heard anything like it and think it's a great idea.
No, I would love to say we came up with this all on our own. Yeah. But no, we had this is a national thing. So there's actually trainings that the staff members that lead this take trainings often. I think we've sent people, I know, to Colorado one year and to Minnesota, I think, and other places wherever they have the trainings. But anybody that leads this program is trained to do it.
Okay.
It's something that I experienced when I taught in Merrill too. They had Link Crew at the high school. I don't know if they had Web at the middle school, but I remember, you know, just the difference in students and seeing that impact. And so having it here too, when we came, I think it started maybe in 2018 was the first year that it went. But we had some pretty instrumental folks in our school that you know, Stacy Boulder, who's now in the middle school, and Dawn Huseby, who's transitioned up to the high school. They've kind of flipped, but they were very instrumental in getting this program started at both high school and middle school.
Glad to know it's working well, too.
Yeah.
How about summer maintenance projects? Did that all get done on time before the kids got there?
Yeah, what a busy summer. Every summer is. I know one of the things when we both talked about rolling out our strategic plan, and when we built that process, the feedback that we got from the community, a lot of it was the importance of maintaining our building. When we went to referendum, a lot of the things we heard is the importance of budgeting so that we can take care of this building. Our building is aging, you know, and it's it needs some TLC, and some of that stuff had been put off. That deferred maintenance had been put off for years and years and years. So these projects sometimes are pretty challenging to get scheduled, just because we know how it is to try to schedule a contractor. And we used to be able to make a phone call and, you know, you'd have five people lined up to do the work, and that's not the case anymore. So to try to get everything done that you can in the summer is challenging, to say the least. Arlen Wingate handles a lot of that for us, our building and grounds director. He's done a great job, but we've had some pretty big projects this summer. Some of them more noticeable than others. Roofs are never a very noticeable thing, but they're very necessary.
Until they start leaking.
We have 37 of them on that school. It's a patchwork of roofs. So we try to get caught up, and we're establishing a routine. But for the most part, every year we're going to be changing, you know, two or three roofs or five roofs, whatever it takes, just to stay on that schedule. We replaced all of the windows across the front side of our building and across the middle school side of our building this summer. So that was a huge project, a much needed project. And it's something that people maybe don't notice when they pull up, but if you really look, it's got a much cleaner look.
Okay.
But our windows were, you know, they were foggy, they were old, they were leaking, you know, so that, you know, that envelope of your building, so to speak, is a target priority for us. And there's a number of different projects over the coming years where we'll be tackling some of those. The elementary site is slated to go next year. That couldn't happen this year. So, and then paint. We painted the inside of the pool, a much-needed project. We painted the vast majority of our lockers in the high school side of the building. They get beat up. So a lot of these projects, you know, are getting tackled. Each and every year we chip away, but we do have some funds that we have put away in a Fund 46, which is a capital project list, and that's part of our quarterly finance report, is updating that list and being very transparent on what projects we've completed, what projects we have slated, and providing the timelines on when we think we can get to some of the priority projects. But it was very busy this summer. We got a lot of it done. I think the roofing crew just pulled out maybe a week ago, so they finished up their work, and you know, we're planning for next summer already.
And you got to look ahead on that kind of stuff, that's for sure. And speaking of looking ahead, goals for the 2023-24 and strategic planning scorecard. Let's talk about goals. You have to see what you're shooting for first before you can get there.
Yeah, and I talk a lot about our strategic plan because it is you know, it is a connection from our community to our school board, right down to administration and to staff. And having that, all of our arrows aligned, making sure what we define as continuous improvement is something that is agreed upon between our community and us. I think our strategic planning scorecard is the heartbeat of that entire piece. I presented it to the board, the district level scorecard at last night's meeting. It outlines teaching, learning, and relevance. So all of our academic goals and the action plans will come out in the building and department scorecards. It goes into the whole child. And then it goes into, which is more of our behaviors and our student supports and that sort of thing. And then mental health is a big part of the whole child piece. And, you know, and then it goes into communication and community engagement. It goes into operational excellence, and it goes into, making sure that our staff has a voice and is well taken care of as well. So all of that, all of the goals are outlined and reflected in the district card, and then they will be expanded on and built into all of our building and department cards as well.
And people can have access to that and see it anytime they want, right?
Yep, that'll be posted. So it is on the agenda last night, and then it will, now that it has been presented to the board, I will put that on the website. So there is a portion of our website on the district tab that is dedicated solely to the strategic plan, and you can find all of those scorecards there.
Sometimes when you look at the national scene, we hear a lot of stories about our kids nowadays and our students. They're just an emotional mess is the way it seems like, but I'm sure it's not as bad as it's painted to be, but I'm sure it's pretty bad in some particular areas. Overall speaking, how are the kids' headspace these days in Tomahawk? Are our kids mostly happy here? Or, the national stuff is scary to be, but just curious about locally.
Yeah, I think in general, students have a lot of things on their plates and in front of them each and every day that can, not always, but can cause some mental health issues, some turmoil, some stress. It's hard to get away.
Yeah.
20 years ago, before we had social media and cell phones, you went home and you could get away from the world for a little while.
You play kick the can, go skateboarding, all that stuff. Yeah, you don't see much of that anymore.
No, and our kids, they don't have an opportunity to get away from it. And I think that impacts others more, some more than others. But I think, in general, I don't walk up and down our hallways and see, it's not as obvious, let's put it that way. But I know that some kids need more support than others, and we want to make sure that we're conscious of that and identifying those things and making sure that we've got avenues where if students are struggling, they feel comfortable bringing that to the forefront and getting the help that they need.
Is there a program, is there something in place here in Tomahawk where parents that may have some of these concerns about their kids are going to want to communicate with what's going on at school too, and are there avenues to get these kids that really do need the help, because there's probably some, are there avenues where they can get that here?
Yes, there are. And we can assist with that. We work with and we partner with a lot of providers, different providers, North Central and others that will have the opportunity to see kids in that capacity right during the school day when they need it the most. And we can connect. The important thing is for our families to know that we can connect them with a multitude of resources, both county, state resources, and we're always looking for more. So if you have questions or you want to learn more, contact the counselor at whatever respective building that your student is in, and they can tell you about a lot of different avenues and resources that you could reach out to.
And I know the CESA 9 office here just hired an outstanding new occupational therapist. And have you met her yet?
No.
Any chance? She's my daughter-in-law. Okay. She's awesome. She's awesome. And she's so looking forward to doing this job and being around here in Tomahawk, too.
Excellent.
And so if you see Jessica, she's my daughter-in-law, and I'll ask you for reports if you see her.
You got it.
Wendell Quisenberry, anything else before we let you go this morning?
No, we're off to a great start. Thank you for the opportunity. I always appreciate it.
Good. We'll see you next month.
All right.
Wendell Quisenberry, our school district administrator here in Tomahawk, and once a month we check in, and he always says it, I'll echo it, it's your school, so you deserve to be informed.